From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Pope Francis is holding Mass today in Havana's historic Revolutionary Square.
Creo en Dios, Padre Todopoderoso.
Hundreds of thousands of Cubans packed the streets and into the square to see the Holy Father on this, the first full day of his visit to the Caribbean island nation. Mass is being held near a huge image of Cuba's revolutionary leader Che Guevara. Also today, the pontiff will meet with Cuban President Raul Castro and may visit Castro's ailing brother and predecessor, 89-year-old Fidel Castro, before later praying with a group of priests and church officials and then speaking to young people. The Pope arrived in Cuba Saturday and was greeted by Raul Castro, who assured Francis in his welcoming remarks that religious freedom is consecrated in Cuba's constitution. Later this week, he will travel to the U.S. for a private meeting with President Obama, and then the Pope addresses a joint session of Congress and the United Nations. Violence has erupted in the hotel in the capital of Burkina Faso, where negotiations are being held to bring an end to a four-day-old military coup. Supporters of the junta stormed the hotel this morning, attacking opponents of the coup. But moments later, those same soldiers jumped to the defense of opposition leaders entering the hotel for talks. The violence comes on the day mediators working to end the political unrest in the West African nation were expected to announce a resolution to the crisis. The government had set elections for a new permanent government for October 11th, but is now suggesting they may have to postpone that. Austria says 11,000 migrants crossed into the country from Hungary in the 24-hour period that ended at midnight Saturday, with Austria's interior ministry saying another 7,000 migrants are expected today at Nickelsdorf crossing east of Vienna. This is VOA News. Scores of Syrian rebels trained by the United States and its coalition partners have left Turkey, entering northern Syria to take on Islamic State insurgents. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad must step down, but the timing of his departure has to be decided through negotiation. Mr. Kerry spoke from London after talks with British counterpart Philip Hammond.
We talked about a number of ideas that we have for how to use this moment, where Russia appears to be more committed to doing more against ISIL, to find ways to move towards the political settlement. That's the objective.
Mr. Kerry also urged both Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Assad to negotiate his eventual departure in order to end the country's four-year and very bloody civil war.
Restoring the security on our borders has been.
And that is Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull of Australia. Pro-refugee protesters in Sydney this weekend call for the Australian government to do more to assist the Syrian migrants. The certain quarters of the country, however, there remains strong opposition to Middle Eastern asylum seekers. Experts say major policy changes are not likely with the new prime minister after he earlier made this statement about his predecessor's efforts to stop people smugglers from bringing asylum seekers ashore by boat.
Restoring the security on our borders has been an extraordinarily important step, enabling us, for example, to offer the increased and generous arrangements for Syrian refugees last week.
Immigration remains one of Australia's most divisive issues, and the new prime minister, who is progressive, is well aware that tough asylum policies helped conservatives win a decisive election victory in 2013. Greek voters, exhausted by years of economic crisis, are at the polls today to vote for a new government. The election pits the leftist Syriza party against the conservative New Democracy Party. The election is the third this year and was triggered when Alexis Tsipras resigned last month after citizens grew upset with him over not resisting European creditor demands of more austerity measures in return for additional bailout funds. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes against Yemen's Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies have killed 29 people, including civilians, in the capital of Sana'a. Those are the sounds of the Saudi coalition and their airstrikes. The coalition includes nine other Arab nations and is supported by the United States. It began fighting the rebels in March, 2 months after the Houthis drove the government from power and took control of the capital city of Sana'a. Very difficult time in that country. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.